We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nick Saban lives rent-free in the heads of every other college football coach at the moment. And so there's now a new NCAA rule aimed at Nick Saban and Alabama. The NCAA rule is going to limit the number of people allowed to wear headsets on any given team on game day to 20. Because apparently, and Nick Saban was having everybody and their brother on the headsets to all talk to each other. So they're going to limit it to 20. And again, another rule, because Nick Saban gets rules changed more than anybody else, not because he asked for a rule change. He just does stuff and everybody has to react to him. Why would anybody care how many people are on headsets? I don't understand this.
I guess because they feel like it gives them an advantage. I don't know, but for them to do this for Coach Saban, that's pretty hilarious. But he is like the only coach that has, like, it's like a concert, and everybody gets a singing part where everybody has a headset. So maybe that's what it was. Some things that coaches do, they might just be irritating to other coaches, and they just want them to stop, but they can't do anything about it, so they make up a rule.
And the guy that was most outspoken about this in a manner of speaking was Paul Johnson. Because Paul Johnson started to chuckle after he heard this. He went, "What in the world is going on here?" He said, "How about no headsets?" And I went, "Hey, there's an idea. How about no headsets?" And he said, "No headsets." Johnson, by the way, according to the story, the Jackets used 17 headsets on game day, so this new rule of 20 isn't going to affect them at all. But how many, you know, also, you start putting 50 people on a headset or something, and isn't that a little too many voices in your head?
I guess everybody gets the turn to talk. I don't know. I don't know how that works, John. I really don't. To have that many people on a headset, to have that many people talking in your ear, I'm pretty sure that they probably have it on, like, separate channels. Has to be a multi-channel situation, and only certain people get the chance to talk to Coach Saban, and, you know, other people get to talk to themselves, but I don't think too many people get to actually get the frequency that Coach Saban's talking on.
I got to tell you, even if you hate Alabama, and you know, I'm talking to non-Alabama fans, if you hate Alabama, you know, you have to kind of step back and go, wow, I mean, what Saban has done here. And, yes, there are other great programs, Ohio State, Clemson, and certainly, and we see what Auburn and Georgia have done, and you know, even Oklahoma. You know, there's great programs, but Alabama's just been next level. In an era of college football where you wouldn't think that one team could quite dominate the way they have, it's been remarkable what Nick Saban has been able to do in terms of the quality of talent that he's gotten in Tuscaloosa and his ability to win championships and titles. And so as a result, he just really kind of screws everybody else's mind. And so they all look at Alabama. How do we, you know, look at how he gets. He got LeBron James to react to him. LeBron James. Come on. Everybody reacts to whatever Saban does. He just toys with everybody.
That was pretty gangster. LeBron James tried to get him to cease and desist on the barbershop.
And he said, "Nah, that ain't gonna happen." I mean, it amazes me. Now we have to talk about headsets, because there used to be, it was at first, the way this all kind of came about was there was an NCAA rule about how many times you could call a recruit, Hugh. And so Saban figured out, well, it says you can't call the recruit. It does not say you can't text him. And so Alabama was blowing up these recruits' phones with texts instead of calls. And other coaches said, well, if we can't call them, we can't talk to them. Well, Saban said, we're not talking to them. We're texting them. And they went, okay, now we got to change the rule about.
I mean, but that's technically, he's following the law of the letter. I mean, you know, listen, that's just being creative expression. I mean, you know, he's figuring ways around the rules, and he did it. I mean, because that's why you have lawyers, because lawyers write specific things into contracts. And a good lawyer, or a person that does those contracts, they usually write it in a way that there's no wiggle room. And Coach Saban just found some wiggle room, and he took advantage of it.
Well, they've changed many rules because Nick Saban always, one thing I give Nick Saban credit for, too, is he goes into the rule book, he looks at whatever the rules are, and then he says, okay, we're going to skirt these by just legalese, more or less, and he forces the NCAA to change rules. And this isn't, we're not talking one or two, we're talking 10, 12 rule changes that Saban has forced, and he uses every one of them for as long as he can get away with it to his advantage. And again, who can fault him?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. More people ought to copy that. Whatever you could do to use to your advantage to make it, you know, so that you are a champion. And all this talk about Nick Saban leaving Alabama, that's obviously not going to happen anymore.
He's going to leave when he gets good and tired of coaching. And there'll probably be some that want him to coach their squad. It all depends. I think Coach Saban leaves whenever he gets ready. And when he does leave, it's going to be because he's just tired of coaching.
Yeah, that coaching tree, too, is starting to grow. It'll be really interesting to watch the Jeremy Pruitt coming out of that coaching tree at Tennessee, Kirby Smart coming out of that coaching tree. You know, Cristobal, not so much, but, I mean, that coaching tree continues to grow out of Tuscaloosa. It tends to be a thing now to go get the latest and greatest. Well, I think we'll look back on this era and look at all the great coaches that came out of Saban and what he taught them that changes everything about college football. His impact is undeniable. We used to talk about whether or not he was the greatest coach in Alabama history, and I used to say, nah, you know, come on, you're talking about Bear Bryant. Anymore, okay, you know what? I'm sold, all right? He may be.
Kind of like that. Kind of like, I think it was Bill Walsh from San Francisco and his coaching tree. And how Bill beget all these other different coaches and how they coached under him and with the West Coast offense and all the other good stuff. It's kind of the same thing with Coach Saban.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.